Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Bonjour à tous, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 74, numéro 74. So today we are doing another episode on false friends between French and English. If you haven't listened to part one yet, then you can go and listen to episode number 73, where you'll learn five more false friends. Before we start, if you are new to the podcast, then don't forget to download your lesson's cheat sheet so you can have a look at the words while hearing them. For this episode, again, there are no exercises, but you can still go to the French Made Easy library to access all of the other exercises from previous episodes. The link is in the episode notes. Now, for those who haven't listened to part one yet, I'll just briefly tell you what false friends are. So false friends are words between two languages that are the same or look similar, but don't mean the same thing. And they are called faux amis in French. Okay, so vous êtes prêts? Are you ready? C'est parti. False friends number one, rester versus to rest. These two get mixed up a lot. Rester in French doesn't mean to rest in English. It means to stay or to remain. Rester. Par exemple, je reste à la maison aujourd'hui. I'm staying home today. Je reste à la maison aujourd'hui. False friends number two. Passer un examen versus to pass an exam. Passer un examen in French doesn't mean to pass an exam in English. This is a mistake I've made a lot. It means to take an exam. It doesn't actually mean you passed the exam, okay? So, par exemple, il passe un examen, is taking an exam. Il passe un examen. False friends number three. Journée versus journey. La journée en français doesn't mean journey in English. It means day or daytime. Par exemple, je travaille toute la journée. I work all day. Je travaille toute la journée. False friends number four. Camera versus camera. So those two aren't exactly spelled the same way as you have an acute accent on the E in French, but la caméra en français, which sound the same, right, doesn't mean camera in English. It means video camera or movie camera. It's not to take photos, but to take videos. Par exemple, on achète une nouvelle caméra. We are buying a new video camera. On achète une nouvelle caméra. False friends number five. Bra versus bra. They sound almost the same, right? But le bra en français doesn't mean bra in English. It means arm. Par exemple, elle a un tatouage sur le bras. She has a tattoo on her arm. Elle a un tatouage sur le bras. So, quick recap. Rester means to stay or to remain. Passer un examen means to take an exam. La journée means day or daytime. La caméra means video camera or movie camera. And last one, bras means arm. Et voilà, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui. That's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll chat with you next time. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt.
Hey, Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.